Pope Benedict XVI took part in a liturgy of the word with more than a million pilgrims in Madrid's Cibeles Square yesterday evening, the first major public event of the Holy Father's visit to preside over World Youth Day events in the capital. Emer McCarthy reports.
Bienvenido a Madrid, Santo Padre.
안녕하십니까, 교황님. 환영합니다.
Welcome, Holy Father.
Masses days of prayer, friendship, and celebration bring us closer to each other and to the Lord Jesus.
Looking out at the hundreds of thousands of young people, Pope Benedict opened his arms and he told them, through your presence and your participation in these celebrations, the name of Christ will echo throughout this great city. Let us pray that his message of hope and love will also resound in the hearts of those who are not believers or who have grown distant from the church. These young people had been waiting patiently since early afternoon, since the Pope's plane had touched down at Barajas International Airport, for this moment, the moment when Pope Benedict was finally welcomed to the Spanish capital by the real protagonists of this, his 20th apostolic voyage, the World Youth Day Pilgrims. They had lined the route from the Nunciature to Independence Square, transforming the security barriers into one endless multinational flag, and their cries were deafening. Beneath the towering triumphal arch, he was formally welcomed to Madrid by the city mayor, who handed the Pope the golden keys to the city. And then, together with 50 young people in traditional dress, 10 for each continent, Pope Benedict passed through the central arch of the historic Puerta de Alcalá, thus officially entering the Spanish capital. There he was invited to plant an olive tree, memento of this visit, symbolic of its theme, St. Paul's command to the early Christians, planted and built up in Jesus Christ, firm in the faith. An exhibition of majestic Andalusian horsemanship, the release of thousands of white balloons, a flyover by the Spanish Air Force Aguila Squadron. All of this paled in comparison to what awaited Pope Benedict as he set foot on the central stage of Cibeles Square. The square literally erupted, drowning out the 200-strong choir.
Muchos han ido llegando a Madrid junto a un gran número de sus coetáneos españoles después de un provechoso camino de peregrinación por las diócesis, ciudades y pueblos de España.
Your visit is of exceptional value, Cardinal Rauco Varela, Archbishop of Madrid, greeted the Pope. With you comes the young church, accompanied by her diocesan bishops, priests and consecrated members, in numbers representative of a truly universal Catholic church. Christ resurrected is passing by. Following the reading of the Gospel, Pope Benedict addressed the young people, saying, in the face of our weaknesses, which sometimes overwhelm us, we can always rely on the mercy of the Lord, who is always ready to help us again, and who offers us pardon in the sacrament of penance. The Pope then challenged them to present a valid alternative to all those who have fallen short, who are content to follow fashion, who, creating their own gods, believe they need no roots or foundations other than themselves, who take it upon themselves to decide what is true or not, what is good and evil. He said it is important not to give in to them, because in reality they lead to something that is evanescent, like an existence with no horizons, a liberty without God.
Por Cristo lo podemos conseguir verdaderamente, y arraigados en él damos alas a nuestra libertad.
Instead, he said, God is looking for a responsible interlocutor, someone who can dialogue with him and love him. Through Christ, we can truly succeed, and established in him, we can give wings to our freedom. This, he said, is the firm ground upon which to build the civilization of love and life, capable of humanizing all of us. With Pope Benedict in Madrid, I'm Emer McCarthy.